Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We just gave you the Patriots inactives. There was a name that was not on that list. It's been on the list almost every week, and that's Caden Wallace, who as of right now is active. And will be, I guess, backing up both Ben Brown and Mike Onwenu, maybe, right? Wallace is more of a guard or a tackle. I don't know what he is. He never plays. He's never even has a jersey on, so who knows what Caden Wallace actually is. But he is not inactive, I can tell you that much. It's all hands on deck on this offensive line. Vidarian Lowe will get the start at left tackle. Your starting left guard will be Ben Brown. Caden Wallace is the only other guard on the active roster right now. So either one of those guys stubs a toe, and Wallace is going to be in there. Your backup left tackle is Thayer Munford Jr. Munford and Sons. Mumford and Sons? What's the name of the band?
It's Mumford. With an M.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty close. You know that Mumford and Sons, I read somewhere, is not a family, and they're all from England. I thought that was kind of lame. Mumford and Sons, that sounds like you run like a distillery down in Kentucky somewhere, and then you started playing and, you know, tooting on the jugs or whatever, and that's how you started playing your music.
You're saying they're a bluegrass band?
Well, that's what that Mumford and Sons suggests, and they do play kind of folksy old music, right? Instead, they're a bunch of British guys, like bleep off. Anyway, Mumford and Sons is your backup left tackle. And your backup right tackle would have been Marcus Bryant, but Marcus Bryant's inactive. Marcus Bryant is inactive. So here's the entirety of who could be playing offensive line today. Vidarian Lowe, Ben Brown, Bradbury, Onwenu, Morgan Moses, Caden Wallace, Mumford and Sons. That's it. I mean, that's it. It is razor, razor thin. And not to go back to this, but this is what a lot of us wanted when it came to the trade deadline, to avoid this being the situation that you're in. Did anyone get elevated today? I feel like there must have been some elevations off the practice squad. So maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree a little bit here, but who got elevated?
There was Jeremiah Farms Jr. on the defensive end.
Okay.
And then another offensive line was added, Brendan Hymus.
Brendan Hymus. Okay, well, add Brendan Hymus to the list. If you would have liked maybe for this team to have, in a situation like this where one or two offensive linemen go down, to have a little bit more in reserves than Mumford and Sons and Brendan Hymus, okay, then you're like I was, by the way, and like a lot of people were, then this is an opportunity to maybe say, trade deadline, kind of whiff there, guys. How many sixth-round picks do we really need? Now we're plucking off the practice squad, given uniforms to guys who have been inactive all season long in Caden Wallace. Mumford and Sons over there is your left tackle if anything happens to Vidarian Lowe. Like, it's a little scary. And it's going to be scary anyway. I mean, I know. Any team out there loses their starting left tackle, starting left guard, they're going to be one injury away from something bad like this happening. I mean, that's not something that only the Patriots can say is something that affects them. But you also can't deny that their idleness at the trade deadline was a mistake when you look at what maybe could have been here in a situation like this. Well, who would you have traded for? I don't know. Someone better than Mumford & Sons, someone better than these people I've never heard of before. Just that someone that you'd feel a little bit more comfortable with out there protecting Drake May, your franchise quarterback, in the middle of this incredible season where, you know, the health of him really dictates any kind of success you're possibly going to have this year. That's why. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll have more on that. We'll have the second part of that quote from Drake May. But first, let's go to the phones. Jay is in North Carolina with a thought on the Giants. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Chris. How was your Thanksgiving?
It's great. How was yours?
I survived in spite of all my efforts. I survived. My sister treated me to the Golden Corral, and I said, I'll teach you a lesson if you need generosity, and I bought 3 meals. But anyways, that's another
Golden
story.
Corral. All right. Hey, I love the Corral, man. The Corral's great.
They are good. They are good.
They
put on a good feed.
Sure.
But anyway, I just want to say that the New York Giants and the Patriots are dangerous. They're wounded animals, and any wounded animal is a dangerous animal, especially the Giants. And I'm looking seriously, as you just mentioned, about the offensive line. Anything happens to Drake May, there goes the season for the Patriots. But I'm hoping that they'll put it together. And you didn't build my confidence up by mentioning the replacements, Chris.
Well, hey,
it is what it is.
That wasn't why I brought him up in the first place. But I just wanted to sort of point out that, you know, when you take a trade deadline off like that, they can leave you with the bare cupboard, which is kind of where we're at right now. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Mumford & Sons is going to be great. Who knows, Jay? But
I don't think you. I hope you are. I hope you are. But, right. Okay. Have a. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for checking in. We had a very nice Thanksgiving meal, but I don't know if I can beat a triple header at the Golden Corral. And that's 3 meals at the Corral. Hell yeah, Jay. Hell yeah. I wonder if he did them all in a row. Did he do all, like, he had one meal and then he started the next one? Like the Bang Bang, the Louis C.K., the Bang Bang? I know I shouldn't reference him, but, like, that was a very fun. If you ever watched that show, Louis, he would do this thing with his fat friend where they would go to one restaurant and order a dinner. And after they finished the dinner, they would go to another restaurant and order another dinner right afterwards. It was called the Bang Bang. And I've never done it, but I've always wanted to. And it sounds like Jay did a Bang Bang Bang. All at the Golden Corral. He didn't even get up from his seat. So, props. Yeah, well, what can you say? Props. That is an eater right there. Let's go up to the North Shore. Joey is in Revere. Go ahead, Joey.
Hello. I just want to talk about Ramondre Stevenson and your thoughts of if we should have traded for someone else or if Henderson's the fix.
Listen, Ramondre Stevenson is a guy that I think they could have probably improved on either in the offseason or at the trade deadline. I think that there were moves to be made there. I think there were running backs, maybe not, that were going to replace Stevenson. I think anybody that you brought in was probably going to be just a change of pace back. I think that's kind of what Stevenson is now at this point anyway. And with Henderson had those two great games, but you can't really count on Henderson or any of these running backs to give you consistent. The running game has been pretty lousy. And I'm not convinced it's all the running back's fault, right? Because I do think that Stevenson still has some abilities and talent. And I think in a different, you know, system maybe, or a different offensive line in front of him. For all the talk we've given about this offensive line and how good they've been better than last year. Have they really been that good? Have they really been like a great offensive line? Drake May gets sacked a ton. Their running game sucks. Like, what about this offensive line so good, really? I mean, you know, there's not they're serviceable, and they're so much better than last year, it's not even funny. They're competent. And being competent is, for us, I mean, it's like you're starving in the desert and someone gives you a sip of water. It's great. But that doesn't mean that they've been awesome. You know, there's no Pro Bowlers on this offensive line. There's some good players and some good veteran leaders and some promising young rookies. But I think that, in general, this offensive line has been kind of overrated around here, just based on what we've had to endure for the last couple of seasons. And that's not their fault, but it is kind of, I think, maybe a distortion of the reality of what they are. And if the run game can pick up a little bit, then I'd maybe feel differently. But you couldn't run on the Bengals. And if they can't run on the Giants tonight, those are the two worst run defenses in the NFL this year. The two worst. And if they both stifle your run game, then that's not just a running back problem. That's not just a Travion Henderson or a Ramondre Stevenson or Terrell Jennings or any whoever else is out there. It's not really their fault. That means that you've got a problem. You've got a problem with the way you're coaching the run. You have a problem with the way you're blocking the run. Like, that's a that's a systemic failure. That's not just, you know, Ramondre Stevenson's not fast enough or Henderson's not, you know, tough enough or whatever it is that you might think about those guys. And listen, I mean, you can critique those guys. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying it goes beyond them. It goes beyond them. If you get stuffed in the run game back-to-back weeks by the Bengals and the Giants, that sucks. I mean, that means that you have a systemic problem in your organization with the run that is going to have to be fixed. I mean, listen, you're going to have to fix some of these things. And I know I keep saying that, and they keep winning. It's like, do they really have to fix any of this? Actually, maybe not, because they do keep winning. That's true. You got me there. But I do feel like at some point, not being able to run the ball, being at the bottom of the league and running the ball, is just not going to be able to be sustainable if you're going to be a winning team, if you have actual Super Bowl aspirations. And that's something they're going to have to reckon with, I guess. Or maybe not. Maybe it just ends up being, you know, that's just the way things are.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For the first time this season, Drake May is going to go into a game without his offensive line intact. This offensive line has played almost exactly the same starting five every single game of this year. And that means he's going to have to make some adjustments here. There's going to have to be quicker throws, quicker decisions. He may have to run more. I heard a caller just a moment ago, I guess it was Tim in Hanover, I forget who it was, but Tim in Hanover, somebody was saying, you know, listen, the offensive line, it's going to be banged up, so they're going to have to do things very differently. I would argue that Drake May in this offense, in this passing game, as good as it is when they're on, he does take a lot of sacks, and he does it because he's not making decisions quickly. And you would think that's something they would try and coach out of him. You would think that's something they would really emphasize. All right, we're going to get the ball out early here, Drake. We want to put up some points. We want to try and, you know, get this defense, catch them on their heels, do all that, and we'll move a little bit quicker. And I'm not saying they go full quick game, you know, like the full Mac Jones quick game for the entire game, but just a little bit more of those kind of quick decisions. And you heard Brian Burns talk about it. Do we have Brian Burns? This is Brian Burns talking about Drake May and how he holds the ball a little too long and he waits the process and he does all these things. And I agree with Brian Burns. I mean, I don't think it was a very inflammatory thing that he said, but we've played this all week. Listen, I think this is absolutely true.
I'm really just getting to him, like hitting his blind spots, like his backside. Like, I feel like at times he's so caught up in, you know, making the right play or, you know, getting so caught up in his routes downfield, he just forgets about somewhat of what who's rushing him, if that makes sense. Like, what I mean by poise, it could be a bad thing, could be a good thing, but what I mean by poise is that he takes his time, that he makes the right reads, and, you know, he tries to make the right play. It can also bite you in the butt at a certain amount of times if, you know, you got edge rushers coming and you're not really too cognitive of where they are.
I said this on Sunday, and I also said it late last week, but what I sort of take away the most from that Brian Burns cut isn't anything specific that he said about May holding the ball. I know that May holds the ball. I mean, we all sort of know that. We've all watched them. What I take away from that more than anything is that Drake May is not going to sneak up on anyone else this year. There is no one that is going to overlook Drake May or be surprised when he has a big game. That is not, those days are over. Those days were brief. You know, we didn't have a lot of those days. We had last season, I guess. But even with that, there was a lot of hype for him last season. Everybody wanted to see him get in the game. He did have some moments, But there was also the point that he was on this terrible team, and they were going to have to build around him, and they were going to have to do it real quick, or they were going to waste all his rookie deal years, etc. I mean, we all know what we were saying, and here we are in year two, and Drake May has ascended already. Absolutely, he's ascended to the point where opponents are watching all sorts of film on him. I mean, there is a lot of film out there on him. There is a lot of teams trying to figure out ways to get to him, trying to figure out ways to disrupt what he's doing. And what Brian Burns said there, I heard Ted saying this on Afternoons, it's nothing shocking. He holds the ball. He waits for plays to develop. He's got his eyes downfield. We got to get him. We got to go in there and get him. And, oh, by the way, Vedarian Lowe is protecting his blind side, which is nice for me, Brian Burns, and my 13 sacks that I already have this year. And we got big fat daddy Dexter Lawrence in the middle there. And Abdul Carter, who's not done much this year, but is a guy that's getting a lot of pressures. And sometimes a pressure can't be as good as a sack, but it can be close. You pressure a guy, he throws before he wants to, that could be a pick. It could be, who knows? And that, I think, is the matchup everyone's going to have their eye on tonight. I certainly will. I don't know. I mean, the Giants don't have a ton going for them. But if you look at them, in some ways, they're pretty similar to the Patriots. Giants just fired Shane Bowen, right? With Shane Bowen, they didn't get to the quarterback very much. They had 26 sacks. You know how many the Patriots have this year? 25. Okay, so they're two teams that just don't sack the quarterback very often. That's below average, I'd say. It's like 18th, 19th in the league, around there. With Bowen, their defense wasn't really a big blitzy defense. It was kind of like a movement up front, disguising your coverage type of defense. I don't know if they're going to move away from that completely. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to be doing. How about this? Opposing quarterbacks have a 95.9 passer rating against the Giants defense. You know what it is against the Patriots? 93.9. The biggest difference between these two teams defensively, the Giants are the worst rushing defense in the league. Patriots are right up there. The Giants, opponents average 157.2 rushing yards per game against these Giants. 157.2 as a team, not just like one individual guy. But still, that's quite a lot. Quite a lot. On the other hand, the Bengals were giving up about that much too, and they shut the Patriots' run game down as well. Biggest test tonight, I think, goes to the Patriots' defense. This is a game they should be able to win single-handedly. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying that they should be good enough to be able to do that against Jackson Dart and that offense. There's some reasons to be worried, sure. The O-line injuries, it's a primetime road game. The Giants are playing with absolutely nothing to lose tonight. But the Patriots haven't really played down to their competition this year, I don't think. And I still think that the infrastructure in this team, coaching staff-wise, everything-wise, is very, very strong. And if one thing, you know, we should have learned over the last 20-plus years of Bill Belichick is that when the infrastructure in the building is strong, that can lead to really, really positive results on the field. And this is exactly one of those type of games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.